Sometimes we think, I'd be a lot more peaceful if other people would control their delusions. So of course, we all know that feeling, But the truth is, as the great master Atisha said, we cannot tame the minds of others until we've tamed our own. So he said, begin by taming your own mind. Of course, out of compassion, our wish is to help all living beings. But if we have no control over our own mind, if we are just angrily telling other people what they're doing wrong, even not practicing Dharma, then this won't help anyone. We have to control our own mind. And then we can help others to do the same, because then our wish to help them will be motivated not by, it won't be selfish or unskillful, it'll become compassionate and wise and skillful. And people will trust us because we are showing a good example with our behavior and showing a happy, peaceful, meaningful life, which everybody wants, right? And so then they think, what are you doing? then people are open to advice, encouragement. Just through our own practice of Dharma, showing a good example, and then we'll be able to help our family and friends. This doesn't mean that everybody's going to be Buddhist, but they may seek our advice and we can share some wisdom that would help them. That's wonderful,